And I don't know if I shared this with the group last week. Yeah, I think I did, about filtering emotion. I get mixed up, and I did like an extra class last week. So to me, it's all just everybody, we're all playing together. You know, not taking those right actions is because of fear. And fear is a part of the setup here on Earth, but it really has no purpose other than to keep expanding itself. It's a creative energy, too. And so a big way into that, here's what's been going on for all of us, and here's what's changing. So we've always believed that negative emotion is negative, wrong, bad, right? Well, that was great because it gave us a starting point to start seeking something that feels better. But now the way it's set up, it's time to let that go. And so negative emotion is part of the divine plan here on Earth. It exists. But you want to filter it because we filter everything. We're just these giant big filters. We filter information, we filter sound, we filter air, we filter food, water, liquids, just big filters. So negative emotion exists. Instead of making them wrong and running from them, hiding from them, filter them. So the next time you have an opportunity to show up strongly for yourself and create success, you're going to be flooded with fear. Fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of being embarrassed, fear of getting it wrong, fear of making a mistake, fear of getting something you think you want that isn't really what you want. I mean, you name it, the fear can just radiate out, right? So instead of trying to man up right through it or taking a big fat nap, you know, usually we go one way or the other, instead embrace the fear. And so it looks something like this. It's like, oh, fear. Fear. I know you. I recognize you. I release you. Fear, I feel you from my toes to my hair. I feel you. I know you. I remember you. We've played many times together. I know this dance. And I am releasing you. And you will have a profoundly different experience. But I do have to give you a warning. If you decide to make nice with your emotional self, it's got a lot of old stuff it's going to want attention on.
Mm-hmm. Old stuff what?
That it wants attention on. We have never treated our negative emotions lovingly and kindly. And I promise you, if you do this, even for a month, you're going to have a profound, shockingly delightful difference in your life. And it doesn't mean we got it wrong before. It's just that the energies and the times are changing. So true self-acceptance means that you accept. We're contrast. We are beings of unusually massive contrast. We have the energies in one form to be the baby and the adult, to be the child and the parent, to be the saint and the sinner, to be the victim and the perpetrator. We have all these contrasting energies in one form. And we've been fighting, resisting, judging the negative, darker aspects. What I'm suggesting to you is experience them, validate them, acknowledge them, accept them, and release them. And see what happens. Because if there's no resistance, it can't push back. So try that. Because the fear is going to come. And when you make nice with fear, then unworthiness will show up. And when you make nice with unworthiness, then shame will show up. And then when you make nice with shame, some other things will want to come play. But if you can just make the commitment for a month to stay in loving acceptance and releasing of the negative emotion, you will be amazed at the sense of power that you create within yourself. And then suddenly, you have to look for it, because it'll feel normal. You'll be doing more than you've done before to get what you want, but you won't be tired. But because you're not tired, you won't notice you're doing more. It's a real funny thing. So you want to look for it so you can have more of it. So on the bad days at the school, say, oh, chaos, I remember you, exhaustion, resentment, bring it on, come play, perfect environment.
I thought you were inhabiting my body during that whole chapter. Are you me now? It's like still spot on, every part.
So play with it, and what will happen is you will have the clarity you want. But meanwhile, on your way to that clarity, you'll achieve a whole lot of good creative, positive energy and change for yourself. Because if you leave a situation unresolved, if you leave because you're avoiding a negative feeling, guess what? Follows you to the next job. Everybody has had that experience, yes? Different characters, different scenery, same junk. That's how it works. All right.
So, reason that the equilibrio works is because you are not pushing against it. Is that?
Yeah, because listen to the tone. Chaos, I know you. Unworthiness, hey, I remember you. There's no, more tapping to do. There's no, man, this day really just stinks. There's no pushing against it, making it wrong. You can't fight darkness with the dark. You know, as long as you're in the struggle, all you manifest is more struggle. I'm inviting you to drop the struggle for a month and see what happens in your life.
Are you practicing? It is like gone. It's related. Like, really?
Really? That was too easy. Come back.
Another emotion comes.
And you're going to be with family this weekend?
Yes.
You can witness it for them.
How can I do that?
Well, one of my students has been doing this for her 11-year-old son, which I don't know if you know, that's a real hormonal age. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like, what is that, sixth grade? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a pleasant age for boys. And so she's doing it for him in her mind. Oh, impatience. I see you. I know you, impatience or frustration. You know, whatever you're witnessing in somebody else, you can also experience emotion by witnessing it. Accept it, validate it, and say the words, I release you, in a frequency and vibration of full acceptance. Try it.
It works.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? Yes. It is a new time on earth, my friends. And we're all set up to have a good time. Hasn't been possible before. But anybody in here mind going first? I don't.